you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Welcome back. Final few seconds with you today. I don't know if you saw the news article. It was in the New York Post early this morning. But there's a brand new report that's out that takes on this idea about how many patients the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, took and placed directly in nursing homes that were COVID-19 positive. In fact, according to the tri-authored piece in the New York Post, the new accounting is a total of 6,300 COVID-19 positives were sent to New York nursing homes across the state. Now, I want you to consider these competing truths. Out of 330 million citizens of the United States, and of the millions of infections that have turned up positive, we are so far 0.04% of the population that has died of COVID-19 or died with COVID-19. Because they're counting, even if you died in a car accident but you were COVID positive, they're counting that as a COVID death. So 0.04% of 330 million, so far less than 1%. We have the lowest mortality rate of the known world, and we have more positives than anyone else in the known world. So 0.04% of the population died with COVID in their system. 42% of the deaths across America that were COVID positive came from nursing homes. And Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy overwhelmingly sent the most number of COVID positive people to nursing homes of all the states combined. I just think it's important to point out those facts. Now, there's one other thing I want you to point out. The USS Comfort, which was the Navy hospital ship that was sent, and the Javits Center beds, those two facilities were both military staffed. That meant that if Cuomo had sent patients there instead of to nursing homes, which they had more than enough room for, that there would have been patient money that would not have come to the state of New York or to Cuomo. Those sites sat empty. He chose to send COVID-19 patients to the nursing homes and got the feds out so that more dollars could come back to New York. He chose money over lives. I'm Kevin McCullough.